Hello everyone! So, today, I am talking about Hamilton. I'm a little late, but it came out on Disney Plus, a little less than 2 months ago. So I wanted to discuss it. I actually made this post, 22 days ago on my Comiful account. It's at Strong, S-O-L-I-A. It's pronounced at Strong Solia. So let's dive right in. Okay, welcome back everyone. I have found it and let's go. So, don't get me wrong. I love the musical, and I think Alexander Hamilton was a very important man in history, and he changed a lot. However, who feels as if it's based on Burr more than Alexander? I mean, not, technically, but he just appears a lot, and it kind of feels storyline-wise, fixing his reputation or describing how he acted towards Alexander Hamilton. Of course, all the affairs with Hamilton and things were his own, but that's what I would say was the only thing. Maybe it's just me. Also, did they run out of money to hire actors, or did the current actors just want to play many parts? Because, I mean, look me in the eyes and tell me that Lawrence isn't Philip and Peggy isn't Maria. You can't, can you? Or even Lafayette isn't Jefferson. So, yeah. The songs are catchy. They had to wipe a lot clean for it to get it on Disney Plus 2. Many younger crowds tend to want to watch it as well. It's probably appropriate for everyone on Comiful since it's 10 or 11 plus, but nevertheless. Some 8-year-olds out there are watching. Actually, I heard that on a review. Some people were letting really young kids watch it because they wanted to. I mean, I'm not going to judge you if you feel like that's best for your child or they have the experience and the maturity to watch that, then okay, you do you. It's also PG-13 or TV-14, so I don't know. Personally, I think the content isn't for people like that, but at least it has PG-13. I'm glad it got that rating. They had to do things to make it so that it wasn't R. In my opinion, it's 11 plus, but I'm glad they made it 13 plus. Brave move. I mean, the things they include, such as sex, substances, X, etc. Don't you think that's for older kids, like tweens maybe? Plus, their wording is horrible on some of the songs. I mean, not all of them. I mean, technically this doesn't apply because they really did change a lot, and they censor really bad words. I understand you can listen to the clean versions of some songs, but not all of them. And apparently it was released early as well, which actually I'm thankful for because it seems to be a popular release. Disney made a deal, I guess, but do they own Hamilton now? If any of y'all could, answer this question, that'd be great because I'm kind of confused. Also, the musical misses out on a lot of details as well as false information. For the sake of the pun, Hamilton explains he punched the bursar in Aaron Bursar. Honestly, I understand where this was coming from. He actually punched the headmaster, but that's kind of a little detail. So the basic ones, I guess, are correct. Otherwise, I don't know. So last thing. The writer Anne Hamilton, or the person that played Hamilton and wrote the entire musical, was Lin-Manuel Miranda? That's how I say it in my head. I don't know if it's actually right. He gets barely any credit and deserves so much more. That's pretty much all I wanted to address here, I guess. Well, alright. Bye, everyone. Stay tuned for more discussions. There will be more coming soon. If you like this, then make sure to let me know, or if you like Hamilton in general. Thanks.